Congratulations, John, on a great victory tonight.
Well, thank you very much. I thought our kids came out and came out with a little fire and got after them pretty good. No defense to get a stop, offense to go down and get a score. And, you know, next thing you know, you got a 24-point lead at the half, which was huge for us. You know, getting that last touchdown with about a minute to go in the half was big, you know, and able to kind of break that thing open. But real pleased with the effort on both sides. Defense, I mean, they stood up big. Had a couple of miscues a few times with our kicking game and got backed up with short grass. They defended it, held them to a field goal on one, you know, and then got an interception on another. So I thought that was two really huge possessions for us on defense. And then offensively, our ground game was tremendous. I thought, you know, Kiki and Meredith both ran the ball extremely well. Jordan threw the ball well, probably should have thrown a little bit more. Had another one called. We got a procedure penalty on. But, you know, it's a great win for us. I mean, to be able to beat Lufkin first round of the playoffs, say you're 1-0 moving forward, you know, and please you can be going on the round two. Looks like we get Lancaster.
That's right.
You know, I'll see what they want. Yeah. So that'll be a big test for us as well. So, you know, that'll be a Friday game at Mesquite Memorial, 7:30 kickoff next week.
Well, we were going to ask that, so yep. Now we don't have to.
You told us right then.
I'm glad you brought up the running game because that was the story of the entire game on both sides. We had well over 300 yards rushing, made close to 400. They had, according to Johnny's stats, 7.
Yeah, I knew that would be huge. I mean, the games we've been able to win versus Lufkin, we've been able to run the football, and that was going to be the key. And they're going to load the box, and they do a great job. Their defensive scheme give you several different looks, you know, and their safeties are such great tacklers. But I thought our receivers did a good job of blocking our offensive line at the point of attack. We added a few little misdirection things, and, you know, we hit them with some old-school belly dive stuff, you know, based them up, let the fullback make a cut. So, you know, some things we had done a bunch of that really helped us against that. And, you know, it helps when you got good backs, I can tell you that. The good backs dang sure make you look good.
You know, John, I think that we're an unusual team from the standpoint that we still do power football, and not that many teams do it. And I've got us with like 374 yards rushing on the night. I'll probably off a little bit. But I think it wears on teams, and I think they're sometimes in shock over how physical our offense really is.
Well, it's some body blows for sure, you know, and, you know, I don't think Lufkin expected anything different from us. I mean, we played each other so many dang times, but, you know, for some people that maybe not used to the tight end formation stuff and two back and a pound and over a full quarter game, I mean, if you can keep the game where you want to, chances are, if you can have it within striking distance with our style of offense, you know, you can pound it out in the fourth quarter, or, you know, if you get a lead, you can run the clock out. I mean, that just gives you a little advantage there, you know, and, yeah, if you got to stay on schedule. And, you know, that is a strength of our football team. We can throw it. You know, I think you saw that with, you know, tonight. He hit Jalen on a big corner route that he wound up scoring on, you know. So there's some things that we still got. We hadn't, you know, we just hadn't exposed. Let's put it that way. And not like we don't practice it and work it. I mean, there's things we do. But tonight, you know, conditions going in, that was our mindset, my challenge all week long. You know, it's going to rain, possibly, and you be ready to do this. And our offensive line, running backs, and receivers all answered the challenge. And defensively, like I said, they were pretty good tonight and really stood up for us when we needed them the most.
I want to talk about your secondary because Lufkin likes to throw the ball. They like to throw it deep, short, all over the field, and your secondary played lights out tonight.
Yeah, got a couple of picks. I don't remember how many. I think three. But they broke on the ball. They did a good job of squeezing routes and good pass rush. Helps with the pass, you know, the secondary as far as pass coverage. You know, make them get the ball out early. But we didn't give up a big bomb touchdown that you – Lufkin's, you know, known to do. I mean, that's been one thing that's hurt us through the years is the big play balls they're able to do. But, no, I thought they played well, you know, and came away with some balls for us. But, you know, it's just one of those things, you know, it's
one compliments the other, and with the pressure up front, maybe we didn't have the sacks ahead last week. We did have some pressure. We might have had two or three sacks. I don't know, but it's those uncharted things that you see. Like I tell them, it ain't always what that roach falls in. What he eats, sometimes it's what he falls into and messes up, and those things matter.
Well, you had pressure on their quarterback the entire night. He never had plenty of time to look downfield. So even if you didn't get the sacks, like you just said, he knew you were there.
Oh, yeah. He knows you're there, and he can't set his feet. He gets some answers. Any quarterback can tell you that. A clean pocket's a heck of a lot easier to throw out of than any one that got a little pressure. But they did a good job of that. And, you know, we didn't bust any coverage. I think we had one where we didn't execute right. We were in the right coverage, didn't execute it right. But, all in all, good night for us because, the Moore kid, he can throw it. He's accurate throwing it. And he gave us fits for a couple of years before. So, good outing out of this football team. You know, there's some things we got to fix, you know. And if we don't, it's going to be glaring problems. It's going to get us beat and sent home. So, there's still work to do.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I've got to tell you, Coach, part of that's not your fault. To start the second half, you know how Johnny is kiss of death quite often, and he did it again tonight when he said right before the kickoff, well, Longview's going to get the ball. They're going to take it down and score and put the game out of reach. And, of course, that's not what happened. So it's all on him, so don't worry about that. If we could just stop him from doing that, everything would be fine.
Well, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you know, he is who he is, but we got to execute better. You know, we made an ill-advised pitch. We'll start with missed the block. We pitch off the wrong guy. We should not pitch the ball. And then they got an extra guy that's on the ground. We're lucky they didn't pick it up and run it back. And then we snap it over the punter's head and get a safety. And then, heck, we get a kickoff and we cover it to the 35. So, all in all, that might have worked out pretty good for us. We give up 2 points where it could have been worse than that, you know. But we can't do that. Ball on the ground, you know, and we've got to do better with our punting game. So, like I said, there's some things we've got to fix. I mean, because you're not going to be able to go in and rush 375 or 400 yards every week. I mean, there's going to be times you've got to punt the ball, flip the field. So, you've got to be able to execute that part of the game, too. And it's part of that is we ain't punted a whole lot, not in pressure situations, you know. And we got to work it better. And that's nobody's fault but mine. And we're gonna get it fixed.
Well, I think that all in all, tonight was about as good as you could have asked for. The defense was great. The running attack was great. We made intercepts. We made a lot of plays, and that's what we're gonna have to do. You probably hadn't noticed, but. Five of the teams in our region are in the top 10.
I knew that when we saw the realignment. I knew what we were going for.
You knew that already.
You know, I just don't get ready on game night, Johnny. You know, there's a lot of months of preparation. So
I know it
or not, I do think about it throughout the course of your
life. That was a joke, John. I knew
you got a chance to win it. You know, you can come out of a region 2, 5A Division 1, you got a chance to make a run in state championship. That's what you got to do. We won it all. We're moving
I'm
on.
Telling you.
So tell us a little bit about Lancaster. We've only played them one time, and that was about, I'm going to say,
2008,
years
ago. I can tell you when it was. Chris Gilbert, head coach, great friend of mine. He's on the board of directors with me, the Coach Association, and got to really know the guy, and we have spent a lot of time together, and I'm really fond of how he runs his program, just kind of man he is. And, you know, we talked earlier in the week, and, you know, he's worried about, you know, their district and how that prepared them for the play and so forth. But I know this, watching them on tape from previous years and stuff, when you might have got a trade tape or something on them, they're athletic, they're big up front, they got as much team speed as anybody we will play. Got a quarterback that can throw the ball. They are a dangerous, dangerous football team. You know, and he'll have them ready to play. And, you know, he and I, we kind of go at each other a little bit. They wear orange, and we, of course, wear our gold socks in the playoffs. So he's on me about that, and I'm on him about that on our socks. So, you know, it's going to be a good ball game. It'll be a hard-fought game. We're going to have to be ready.
All right. Well, we appreciate you spending your time with us and filling us in on everything. We appreciate your thoughts on the game. We look forward to talking to you next Friday night again. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Go Lobos.
See you. Go Lobos, John.
So next Friday night, everybody, 7:30, Mesquite Memorial Stadium, Longview and Lancaster, round two.
Yeah, that's good. Matt, you did a fine job tonight, Matt.
Thanks for being with us, everybody. We'll be on the air regular time next Friday night. We'll see you then. For Brent Taylor, Johnny Vaughn, Eddie Richardson, and Gene Morris, this is Mike Richardson saying goodnight on 106.5 Jack FM.